Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
From what I've read, it's actually a really progressive approach that you have in terms of microdosing and psychedelics as a way of, like, call it performance enhancement professionally. You know, there's obviously some stigma around this stuff, but I've never heard it or seen it described in that sort of way. So I'm really curious to hear about that. But what led you down this path, and what were some of the significant moments in your life?
Yes. So like many people who are in the psychedelic space, I came there for my own personal needs, because to your point, there is still a stigma around it. So it's not necessarily something that is the first thing that comes to you. And for context, my background is in finance. I worked for 20 years in finance, and I was a venture capitalist. So in Silicon Valley, in the technology world and the VC world over there, microdosing psychedelics for performance is actually something that is, I'm not going to say common, but definitely not uncommon. People really, really use it. And the thing that's very interesting is that we're all focusing on performance. It sounds great, sounds exciting, but the best value is really for your mental wellness. And you cannot really be performant if your mental health is not there first, you know? So if you microdose psychedelic, and I use a protocol, not just microdosing psychedelic, but also other alternative medicine, such as tapping meditations, guided meditation, journaling, that type of things, you're really, really going to see a nice improvement in your mood, in your level of energy, calming your body. We were talking about the fight or flight a little bit before, calming your body, and rewiring your brain. And all of that really supports you in better performance, better mental health, but also better awareness of yourself and others. So all of that works together. Yeah.
It sounds like a very integrative approach. So you're saying you combine a number. It's not like just one thing. It's a whole system of integration.
Yeah, you know, I don't really believe in the one-size-fits-all approach, one tool for everyone all the time. And, you know, I play tennis. So it's very interesting when you play a sport, everyone understands that, yes, you need to practice your tennis, your game, but you need to weightlift. You need to eat properly. You need to sleep well. But when it comes to our mental health or mental performance, we think just meditation or just mindset is enough, but it's not the case. So that's, I would say, the first myth buster. The second myth buster with mental health is that people think it's one and done. You know, you're doing one thing, maybe therapy, and then it's done. But, you know, you're not going once to the gym and expecting to be fit all your life. You're not eating one good meal and expecting to be slim all your life. So it's mental health, performance, all of that. We still have a very one lane type of approach. So that's all my protocol. The microdose diet is very different. It's very 360.
So what are we talking in terms of the actual microdose things to microdose? My experience, I've only experienced mushrooms recreationally, you know, the standard trip to Amsterdam. And it's not psychedelics, but I do use a little bit of CBD oil, and I find that quite no, but that's not considered psychedelics, is it?
No,
So
the THC in cannabis would be considered psychedelic, but not the CBD. There is no hallucinogenic active ingredients. So, you know, it's funny because I never took any psychedelics recreationally before I started
Oh,
microdosing.
wow.
So I had absolutely no experience with any type of drugs, to be totally honest. Not that I'm judging, it's just not the thing I was doing. And so when I started exploring that for myself, I did a lot of research, and you can microdose, to your point, with LSD, with DMT, with a ton of psychedelics. But I recommend, and I microdose with psilocybin, which is the magic mushrooms. And I recommend that simply because it's easier for. I'm sorry, my camera just stopped. I'm sorry for
Yeah,
that.
that's okay.
It's easier for sourcing quality ingredients, and it's easier as well to have, I would say, very cheap ingredients. Magic mushrooms are actually extremely cheap. You can grow them at home, and you're gonna have very good results with that. So I really like microdosing with mushrooms, actually.
So is the How do you say it? Psilocybin?
Psilocybin,
Yeah.
yeah, that's the active component with the
That's what I
plant.
was gonna ask. That's the active component in the mushroom. So that's extracted from the mushrooms and microdosed.
Yeah, well, what's actually interesting is that when you take it in your body, it's your body that's transforming it in psilocybin. So by itself, the ingredient in the mushroom is not active. It's the combination with your body that makes it active. So
Interesting.
yeah, so in terms of quantity, and that's the thing that people who are listening, if they're interested in dabbling, first I recommend research. Do your research, always super important. But also you really want to look at taking 5 to 10% of the dosage that would be a recreational dosage. So for microdosing, you will take only 100 milligram, and you take only 100 milligram every 3 days, every 2 days. If you're microdosing with LSD, you're not taking 100 milligram. You're going to take a micron. So that's why it's very important to explain that it is specifically for mushrooms, that 100 milligram would be your microdose.
Yeah, no, I understand. And what's the so what are the legalities around the psilocybin?
And that's the beauty of what's happening right now. You see a lot happening on the regulatory front. So some places have legalized, some places have decriminalized, some places are giving special access. For some places, it is still criminal. So it really depends on where you are. But I would say everywhere in the westernized world, a lot of work is happening with regulators, with scientists, in order to really give more access to a wider population.
Without denying, kind of modern medicine, I'm always just a firm believer in natural things from the earth. So you've personally found it to be of great benefit, the psilocybin.
Oh, for me, it has really been a game changer. For the three buckets I was mentioning, the mental health, so anxiety, stress, depression, so that has really helped me tremendously. Then performance, it's really like this increased focus, but also improvement of your cognitive abilities, such as memory, for example, and more creativity. So that is great. You see more doors, you know, like you see more, more options that you might not be able. I'm sure many people who are listening today, they might feel stuck sometime. And that's what I really enjoy with microdosing psilocybin, is that it kind of unlock your creative process. And the self-awareness, but also the awareness to other, is really helpful when, especially you work with teams. You know, we live in society, we're interacting with people all day long, you know, even if we're a solopreneur. So all of that really increase your sense of compassion. So I would say, you know, like my only regret is that I didn't do that 20 years ago. My life would have been so much more successful and pleasant, you know, but better late than never.
Yeah. I've even found, even just with the CBD oil, that it, oh, you're back. That's cool. No, that's not, it's good. Good to see you. I've even found just with the CBD, you know, as a creative person myself, I have quite a, you know, this self-critique. I used to have it quite a lot. I've got much better at handling the self-critique, but I found the CBD has sort of, not in a passive way, but taken the edge off that a little bit. Do you find that the psilocybin makes you less kind of hard on yourself?
Well, so personally, I used to have tremendous level of, you know, self-hatred and self-loathing, you know, and the best thing is that I was not even aware of that. I just thought it was normal to be tough, you know, tough love, you know, especially after 20 years in North America, which is very about pain and hustle, you know. But I think psilocybin is extremely helpful. Again, it is not a magic pill. So I really want to, and I'm sure you have, in addition to the CBD, you're taking a practice, whatever it might be. So I look at all these tools like CBD or psilocybin as amplifier of the practices you are doing. So someone, and I have many people around me who are just taking just microdosing, which is already great, they see some benefits in terms of calming the body, better mental health. But if you really want to go to the next level, like you were mentioning, really solving emotional wounds, for example, or releasing limiting belief, the psychedelic is not doing that for you. You know, like you need to combine it with some more mindful practice. Again, tapping meditation, I really love it. Journaling is always easy. And what I really like is that, you know, the idea of always depending on a medical professional, that is very problematic from my perspective. I think people need to have a power in their own hand. First, not everyone has access to a medical professional. Second, it's very expensive. So I think it is very important to have all these protocols, whether it's mine, whether it's someone else, doesn't matter, but that are cheap and accessible and easy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we see more and more the industry kind of going, with people like you and I who are like, okay, guess what? I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not coaching you. I wrote a book. I'm putting together an online course. I develop a microdosing product. I do public speaking. This is what I do. I'm not taking clients one-on-one. I'm not, you know, trying to make people become dependent on me. I'm here to give them the tools, and as much as they give, they're going to get. But I'm not spoon feeding them.
No, but it's awesome that you're coming from your own experience. You know, I think often with doctors, not to discredit health care professionals, but like, you know, you're actually coming from your own personal experience there and your own personal benefit. So it really makes sense to listen to you in regard to your experience. How have the more corporate people you've interacted with in companies, how have they responded to talking about this stuff and trying it?
Yeah. So it's interesting because on one end, people are suffering. So they're really begging for a solution, you know? And unfortunately, the mental health crisis we've been seeing unfold over the last few decades and even more during the last few years have really shown the limits of therapy plus antidepressants, which was everything that we were supposed to do. But on the other end, despite the fact that they have not been successful, they're suffering, they are very frightened based on the stigma, the legality. And that I find is going to require even more education, at least for the stigma. Obviously, the legality, well, that's going to be a change in regulation. But I see many people try because they were like me. They were su the suffering was so much. The hope was greater than the fear. And I think for people to go in that direction, you need the hope to be bigger than the fear because still the stigma, still the legality aspect is a block for many of them.
Yeah, and this continual state of fight or flight that we seem to, a lot of us seem to be in this modern age, where the body is just continuously on like response mode when it doesn't need to be. It's very crazy, just with, with all the stimulus around us, and just, yeah, a lot of us are in this constant state of fight or flight, and I don't think we're really realizing the impact of our environment and what that's doing to our nervous system. If this helps provide, as you say, it's an integrative process. It's not one magic solution, but if this can help that, that's an awesome thing.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, because and that's why I don't support one tool and one approach type of protocol, because you have obviously the mind-body connection. So if you just use the mind, the body's going to override it every time. You're talking about the nervous system. But if you just talk about the nervous system and your limiting belief are still there, same thing, it's going to override. So everything needs to work together. And very often, at least in North America, the mindset work is very strong. People are mindset, positive affirmation, all that stuff. But what's very interesting is that the mind, only 1/7 of the mind is conscious, the rest is subconscious. So we're focusing on this 1/7. We're not touching the body. We're not touching the unconscious, and we're like, oh la la, let's write my positive affirmations. And then we wonder why it's not working, So that's, sorry, go ahead.
No, when you frame it like that, like if you could see that the in context, the tiny part relative to the rest. And it's like you said, with creativity, sometimes I kind of rely on a routine, and a particularly with writing, like a routine and a practice. But sometimes the creativity just comes in the middle of the night. Like it doesn't come at 10 a.m. on the Tuesday morning. So anything like you say that helps open those doors and access what you're saying, this greater part that we're not really, this subconscious part, I just see that as like a world of potential there.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind that if your body is tight, the creativity is not flowing really either, you know? And when you increase the awareness to yourself, but also to others and the world around you, that increase your creativity. So the whole, at least the whole premises for my approach is about removing the blocks. Let's remove the foot from the brake. Well, very often it's about let's push the accelerator more. They're like, we're already exhausted. I don't think I want to push my accelerator more. I just want to remove, you know, the weight I have at my ankle, you know, to take another image. And so again, calming the body, removing limiting belief, healing emotional wounds, that is very important as well. All of that is not about adding stuff. All of that is about removing resistance, blockage, call it whatever you want, you know.
It's spot on. This less thing is so hard, but so I've learned it myself. I think so many of us have been on this acceleration, busy, 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 but it's not necessarily conducive. You may do a lot less, and like you say, look after yourself and get your well-being in check, and then things may come through that make you so much more call it productive, even though you've done a lot less. But again, it's so counterintuitive, and it takes so much reframing
Yeah.
to take this less approach.
Yeah. And you know, what is extremely important in the work that I'm doing is critical thinking. It's removing the conditioning. And what you mentioned is exactly that, is that we've been conditioned to, again, no pain, no gain, hustle culture. So you get, and your body get extremely anxious, not just your mind. Try to sit for like 20 minutes, even 5 minutes. Let's start 5 minutes on your sofa without turning on the TV, without looking at your email. You're gonna feel the anxiety come, you know? And the anxiety is coming from you being so wired, but also being guilty because you've been brainwashed that you need to be constantly productive to be a good person. So it's all these things that we need to work on again, because you calm the body, that's great. But if in the back of your mind you still have, oh my God, I suck. I sat down for 10 minutes. Oh my God, I suck. I could have made that email. That's not really helping anything. So that's why everything needs to be addressed concurrently.
Yeah, for sure. It's a tradition on the show to have guests offer some kind of challenge. Now,
Yes.
it can be based on a discussion or something you might have thought of, or based on the microdosing. Is there something that you would like to offer to the listeners?
Yes. I have actually I have two challenges.
Oh,
So
great.
people can pick the ones they want, or even better, they can do both. The first, when it comes to psychedelics, microdosing, I would recommend people do some research. Inform yourself, you know, like you don't have to believe what I say. Absolutely don't believe what anyone say. Mosaic theory. You can use so many tools right now. So that would be my recommendation. If you want to allocate an hour to that, do your research so you'll be more informed, because the problem is when you're not informed, you're susceptible to believe what people say. And that's my second challenge, which is increasing your critical thinking. And I would, you know, challenge you for a day, a week, or long you want to question everything that is coming to you with, is it really true? Is it true? Is it true? Because you would realize that a lot of the things we take for granted are not actually necessarily true. You know, like there are many things we believed 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago, and you know, science change, culture change, you change. So question yourself. So that would be my two challenges.
They're great. I like that they go hand in hand. The
Yes.
research and then the active like critical thinking aspect. It's true. It's a bit of a once you start that critical thinking process, it you start to uncover it. I mean, it's as basic as like when you start to read the ingredients on processed things, and then you realize that there's these codes and you don't know what the codes are, and then when you look at the code, like it just go,
Yeah. And you know, like I don't want to be a complot theorist. That's absolutely not where I'm coming from. But I think it's important when you're mentioning like that the food and beverage industry or the healthcare industry, question yourself, who benefit from that? Is it you, the patient, the consumer, or is it large corporation? Is it the government? Again, I'm not doing the complot theory, but look at that. Who benefit from having you eating foods that are processed, ultra processed, and not best for your mind, body, spirit, energy level? So, you know, who benefit from that?
Yeah, no, that's a really cool, unique two-part challenge. What are the best resources for the research? Like just general, is there a specific?
It is very, very easy now to research anything you want. You don't have, you know, I'm 47, so I used to go to the library when I was a kid. Now, you know, just go on your phone. So it's very easy. Google, you know, scientific studies. If you're a fan of ChatGPT, you have access to hundreds of thousands of scientific studies. So compare medical opinions, scientist opinions, people like me who are actually practitioners and enthusiasts, and look at what was happening in the 50s. Look at what has been happening in indigenous societies for 100 years, and then use that little again mosaic theory to see what is your own conclusion. We might not come to the same conclusion, and that's fine, but at least come with your own conclusions based on your own research versus things that I don't know. Maybe your elf teacher taught you when you were 18 years old, you know?
Yeah, like we say, undoing some of that conditioning through well-informed
Exactly.
research. Yeah. Where can people find you and your work?
Yes, so it's quite easy. So my book's going to be published in early May, so they can find it on Amazon. And the book is called The Microdose Diet, so it's easy. And that's my name as an author. They can find me on Substack as well. I write a weekly newsletter, so they can find a lot of tips and a lot of information. And they can go on my website, themicrodosediet.com, and they'll have a lot of information on everything, the online course, all that great stuff, but also a lot of content I put together, which is not, again, definitive content. A lot of that is to get people's creative and inquisitional flows going, you know, like what if it was not true? What if it's more than meet the eye, you know?
Just out of interest, do you have any knowledge of ayahuasca?
So I've never tried ayahuasca. I know many, many people who have. They enjoyed it very much. For me, I started microdosing, and then I went on to a journey with mushrooms. So, and what I mean by journey is bigger dose with shaman. I didn't do that alone in my basement. I would absolutely not recommend anyone to do that type of journey on their own. Do it with professionals. And so I've always stuck to mushrooms because I really like the medicine. It works well for me. Maybe ayahuasca would, but it does not come across, you know. And what's happening here is that a lot of the ayahuasca trip are in Costa Rica, in Mexico, places like that. And I wanted to stay local, so I did my mushroom journey in Canada, which was on the West Coast, but still localish, same country.
Yeah, no, in interesting. I just wondered about that, but yeah, no, it sounds like a fascinating journey. Keen to learn more and do my own research, as you've said, particularly about the psilocybin. I still can't seem to say it properly. Psilocybin.
Trust me, it took me months to master that word, so don't even worry about it. And again, if I can really impress on the listeners, it's the importance of the entire protocol. So even if you're just, I'm quoting, microdosing, What is your intention? Connect to your intention when you take your microdose. Come back to your intention. And the integration, again, journaling, tapping, meditation is very important to get the most of the medicine. So I would recommend, don't just pop it as if you would pop your vitamin C or whatever.
Yeah.
Connect again to what you're looking to achieve. Be present with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a thing where I would, like, once I was having some digestion issues, and I heard that some kind of root tablet was, or some kind of root, natural root was good for this issue, and so I found these tablets, and then I just like basically popped too many, and it actually put my my heartbeat out of like what, like was giving me like palpitations, right. And then I actually read the thing, and it was like take only one, not four, and I just sort of was a bit silly with that. So yeah, it's definitely
yeah. It is a medicine.
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating. I really appreciate your time, and I think we've covered quite a bit in a short amount of time. Is there anything we haven't covered that you might like to add for anybody who might be struggling? Or
well, there is one thing I really want to mention, which is whether you're looking for, you know, more for growth in your life, it is always the same foundation. So if you're facing a constant patterns in your life, whether your professional life, your personal life, it is a common challenge, a limiting belief, an emotional wound, something that has not been resolved. So instead of, you know, taking more training to improve your career, or I don't know, do more dating or do more diet, look at what is that foundational root problem and address it, and you'll see your life change, because it will impact all areas of your life. So look at the root instead of looking at the leaves, if I can make that
No, that's awesome. It's really like focus on getting that foundational thing right, and then the rest falls into place, as opposed to like trying to get the external stuff first, because if that foundational stuff is out of whack, or there's something there, like it's just going to repeat, like you
exactly.
say. So really get to the core.
That's what sorry, go ahead. Sorry,
it's not an easy thing to do, but that like you say, that you can really like prosper from benefit from that.
Exactly, because otherwise you're going to see a lot of self-sabotage. It's like finance aspect of boom and bust. That's exactly that. Or I gain weight, I lose weight. I have a promotion, I get fired, or I resign. So look at your patterns. Whatever is not satisfactory in your life, look at what might be causing that, and be the best detective of your own life. No one can do it for you. You're the best expert of yourself.
For sure, and with this integrative approach, as you've said, as a whole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, awesome, Peggy. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It was a pleasure, and thank you very much to your audience for listening. If there are any questions, come back to me. I'll be always happy to answer. I think it was a great. We touched on so many things. A great conversation. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.